Welcome to the Mindful Moments for Families and Schools podcast. This is Kelly Winkler, your host. If you are a parent or a teacher who would like to have a more peaceful, calm, and centered environment, then you are in the right place. In this podcast, we will learn to weave yoga and mindfulness into your daily routines to help both you and your children be able to regulate your emotions, feel connected, and be resilient. I'm excited to share these incredible tools with you, so let's get started. Welcome back to Mindful Moments for Families and Schools. This is Kelly. I am super excited because we've hit the 1 year anniversary of the podcast as of yesterday, May 16th. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for everyone who's been supporting me and listening. And we are doing a giveaway, which was going to end yesterday, but I'm going to extend it into Wednesday of this week, the 19th. And you are going to, if you enter, be eligible to win an awesome spa box with some amazing content. So if you head over to my Instagram at Mindful Moments for Families, follow me on Instagram and find the giveaway post. You'll see all the details of the spa box. And all you have to do to enter the contest is follow me on Instagram and then give this podcast a rating and a review and share it with me. You can either share it with me via direct message, take a screenshot of it and share it with me, or share it with me via Instagram by tagging me, posting it to your stories and tagging me at Mindful Moments for Families. So I hope you all get in on that giveaway because it's really an awesome spa box. Now let's get into this week's episode. Last week's episode with sleep consultant Ashley Olson gave us great tips on how to think about bedtime and common struggles that need to be normalized. It was really great, and I know so many families struggle at bedtime, including my own. We've gone through so many different stages with each of the four kids. At one point or another, one of them is struggling to either fall asleep or transition to bed for a variety of reasons. So I wanted to do another episode focused around sleep. And this episode, I wanted to give some tips on how to use mindful practices throughout your evening to get your kids' mind and body ready for sleep. We often expect our kids to be able to turn off immediately as soon as we say, okay, bedtime, whatever it is that they're doing, we want them to be interrupted, be able to hop into bed and go to sleep. But think about yourself. You know, are you able to go right from focusing on an activity or whatever it is that you're doing to hopping in bed and falling right to sleep? Probably not. I know that I can't. And I'm sure without realizing it, you have your own bedtime routine that helps you transition and be ready to fall asleep. So let's do that for our kids. The three main goals of the mindfulness practices before bedtime are going to be to quiet our minds, to calm our bodies, and to create a connection between you and your child. Not all of these tips, keep in mind, that I give are going to work for your child. You know your child best. So think about what your child struggles with and then pick the practices that will help them the most. So if your kid has lots of extra energy at bedtime, sometimes our kids get that extra energy boost when they start to get tired, and they may need a little more movement to settle them down, then pick a movement-based activity. If your child has lots of fears at bedtime and needs more of a mindset shift or a quieting of the mind, then choose an activity that's appropriate for that. Or incorporate a little bit of each of the activities to hit all of the three core goals for your child. So all of these practices that we're going to talk about today are going to help create a connection between you and your child because you're doing them together. But to really increase connection, one way that I like to do that with my kids at bedtime is to just take time for each of them, and including me, I participate in this activity, to tell a favorite part of their day and then say what that they're looking forward to for the next day. This is a great way to get them focused on positive images in their head instead of the fact that they don't want to go to bed or thinking about worries that they might have or just feeling negativity around the bedtime. If you get them to think about something fun or something that they really enjoyed throughout their day, it gets them in more in a positive mindset. And also then thinking about the day ahead of what they're going to look forward to experiencing and when they're going to get that connection again with you after the bedtime and sleep time. Of course, physical connection is another important piece of the puzzle. I know that my 6-year-old especially responds well to touch, and it really helps her to relax. Now, not all kids do, but if your kiddo is like mine, I try to incorporate some kind of physical touch for her leading up to when it's time for her to go to sleep. Sometimes that's just some deep squeezes to her arms and legs. Sometimes it's rubbing her back for a few minutes. Sometimes it's physical contact during another part of our bedtime routine, whether that might be story time or if we're doing a meditation. I just make sure that I incorporate some kind of deep physical touch with her because I know that that helps her to calm and regulate and relax. So if you know your kid responds well to touches, then incorporate that throughout your routine leading up to bed as well. Now let's talk about the movement piece. There's a few things that I like to recommend for those kids that need that little extra energy release before they're ready to settle into bed. One easy way to have your child transition from activity to finding some stillness in the bed, which is hard for some kids, is to have them transition from any area of the house where they may be to their bedroom in a more physically demanding way. So instead of either carrying them or giving them a piggyback or just having them walk, make it a bit more challenging. Have them crab walk or bear walk to their bedroom. Maybe have them tiptoe and then hop and do different kinds of physical movement as they move from, say, the living room area to their bedroom. Anything that will help them in their movement, get their body moving in a certain way and help them to release that little bit of extra energy. And then another great way that I like to incorporate movement is during bedtime stories. It's a great way to help kids transition into bed. Instead of sitting and laying down and reading a story, incorporate some movement into your story and slowly get the kids transitioned from moving and then transition into the bed and then transition to laying down. So you can do this with any story. Your child can start out standing next to their bed as you're reading the story, and you can move with them, or you can just read along as you direct them in the movement. And maybe they're acting out some actions that are happening in the story, or you're just guiding them to do some movement along with the reading. And then begin to slowly phase out the movement part and start having them find some standing positions, some standing poses where they're finding some stillness, maybe still part of the story. If there's animals in the story, they can do different animal poses, or they can go into tree pose if there's a tree in the picture on the story, whatever those poses might be. But have them transition from movement to some still poses standing, and then you're going to have them transition to some seated poses but on their bed. So you're transitioning them now from the floor to their bed. They'll do those seated poses in their bed, and then you're going to slowly transition to them doing some reclined or laying down poses on their bed. So you see, this is a great way to ease them from movement to stillness, from standing to seated to laying down. It's a great way to slowly prepare their body and their mind that it's time to lay down. You can even make up your own story or retell something that happened throughout your day. Just keep in mind that when you're doing this, you want to transition from movement to stillness and quiet. So be mindful of the details that you're including, and also be mindful of your voice. You want to create a calm environment that's a little bit less excitement. So as you transition them and get them to the laying down, you want your voice to also mimic that calmness as well. Next, I want to talk about how we can use guided meditations and progressive muscle relaxation at bedtime. This can help your child to settle into bed and not only relax their body, but also quiet their minds of any worries that they might have. Lots of kids have fears that come up at bedtime or worries that they start thinking about when it's time to lay down, whether that may be something about the bedtime process itself, whether it be separation anxiety from you, or maybe they're fearful of the dark, or maybe, they're worried about something that's coming up the next day if they have a test or something, a doctor's appointment or something that maybe they're worried about. All of those things are going to bubble up at bedtime. So using a guided meditation is really helpful to get our kids to use visualization and sort of focus their mind on something else other than the worries that they might be having. So I'm going to include a bedtime guided meditation here in this episode at the end that you can listen to with your child. You can come back to this meditation every night if it helps them fall asleep. There's also lots of guided meditations out there on different apps and YouTube videos that you can listen to at bedtime, or even there's guided meditation scripts that you can read to your child. Or you might even want to create your own. Create a guided meditation that you create for your child, or once your child gets the hang of it and you do this a little bit, they might even want to help you get involved in creating a guided meditation. It can be a really fun practice as well for them to create a guided meditation and let them guide you through a guided meditation earlier in the day where you get to lay down and relax your body and let them guide you. And then, bonus, you get to lay down and rest for a few minutes earlier in the day. And then at bedtime, it's your turn to guide them. So that's a great way to sort of practice this routine and do a little role reversal where they get an opportunity to be the leader. And it's great fun for them and great practice. So I am going to include the guided meditation now. And as I said, you can always keep coming back to this. So you can listen to this through if it's not bedtime right now for your kiddo. Listen to it through for yourself just to see what it's all about. And then I suggest you come back to this at bedtime for your kiddo tonight and let them listen to this guided meditation as they settle in to bed. Find a comfortable spot to lay down in your bed. Once you've found that nice cozy place to lay, let's begin to take a nice big breath in our nose. Fill up your belly like a big balloon. And then let your balloon go. Let all the air out. Make that balloon big again. Breathe in your nose and breathe out. Let's blow our balloon up one more time. Breathe in your nose and let that balloon go. Imagine that you're inside a cozy tent. Inside your tent, you feel totally safe and relaxed. Your magical tent is the perfect place for you to rest and relax. Let's begin to relax our entire body. Let's start with our toes. Squeeze your toes and your feet. Squeeze them really tight. Wrinkle up your toes, then wiggle your toes out, and then let your toes and your feet rest and be still. Now let's squeeze our legs. Squeeze your legs tight. Make big, strong muscles in your legs. Squeeze them super tight. Now wiggle out your legs, shake them a little bit. And now let your legs rest and be still. Now let's squeeze our bellies. Squeeze your belly tight. Squeeze it harder. And then relax your belly. Let it be soft and still. Now let's squeeze our hands tight. Make tight fists. Squeeze them super tight. Make big, strong arm muscles. Now shake out your fingers. Wiggle out your arms. And now let your arms rest and be still. Now I want you to come to your face. Squeeze your face tight. Squeeze your eyes closed. Wrinkle your forehead and squeeze your muscles. All the muscles in your face. And then let your face rest, relax, and be still. As you continue to relax in your tent, repeat after me. I am relaxed. I am safe. I am peace. Inside your tent, you have all of your favorite things there with you. Imagine what you would bring if you could bring everything that was important to you inside your tent. Maybe you would bring your favorite blanket. You might even bring a favorite stuffed animal or your pet. Maybe your friends and family will be there with you. Whatever it is you have, look around and notice, what colors do you see? Now notice the sounds you hear. Maybe you can hear the wind gently blowing the leaves, or even an owl way off in the distance. Now notice what you can feel. Do you feel the soft blanket? Or maybe your fluffy pillow? Here and continue to relax in your magical tent for as long as you would like. Thank you. Thank you for joining me on my mission to spread peace and joy by introducing children and families to the power of yoga and mindfulness. I could not achieve this goal without all of you listening and trying these tips with the kids in your life. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, please subscribe and leave me a review. If you would also suggest this podcast to parents and teachers, I would be so grateful. If you would like to connect with me, you can find me on Instagram at Mindful Moments for Families and on Facebook at Kidding Around Yoga with Kelly. For more information on my offered programs, such as yoga classes for children and adults, workshops and professional development, and corporate chair yoga, visit my website at kiddingaroundyoga.com/Kelly. I'll see you all here on our next episode. But in the meantime, remember, take a deep breath.